Hey everybody, it's the Loop Mechanics Podcast. Your hosts Bealus and Scormus are here to ramble on for a while about video and tabletop games, or whatever nonsense comes into their twisted little minds. Then, if you are very lucky, they will crawl off back under the rocks from whence they came, only to return again, like clockwork, next week. Seriously, these idiots are more unavoidable than death or taxes, and much less pleasant to endure. Anyway, enjoy the show, if you can.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bealus.
So, anything interesting going on with you this week?
Nope. Just keeping on.
Usual stuff.
Yeah.
Well, as of this show coming out, I say that because we are in the midst of recording three shows at once, starting with last week's show. This is the second one. And we're doing that because, fair season in the Pacific Northwest just kicked in. Last weekend, I was at Oregon Renaissance Fair. Well, as far as I know, like I said, I recorded this, we recorded this, 8 days ago? And as of it coming out. And next weekend, I plan to be again at Oregon Renaissance Fair. So, yeah, it's our first fair since 2019. To say that my lovely bride and I are excited would be putting it mildly. I went through and remodeled my office for this. Well, partially for this. I had to go and dig through a bunch of stuff in my office to go and find all of our fair stuff, all of our garb, categorize it, put it all in the proper places so that we can find it as we need it. So I know where all the weapons are. I know where all my hats are. And shirts, pants, boots, robes, belts, belt pouches, sword frogs, every little thing, all the way down to my steampunk toy pistols. I know where everything is. Not that it really helps, but I do know where it is. I even put them in drawers. Yeah, I'm pathetic and overthinking this a bit, aren't I?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but I missed fair a lot. We have a lot of friends we haven't seen in years. In fact, they were pretty excited to have us back, so they comped us tickets to the fair. So, because they're vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
No, they're just like, every time he comes here, he spends at least $100.
I wish it was
at
only
least
that.
At least 100.
It's usually way more than that.
Oh, they know that. That's why they're giving you free tickets.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Just get him in the door. He'll spend a fortune.
Hey,
of course they're going to give you free tickets.
There are people that are whales in MMORPGs, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are whales in mobile games, right?
Right. You're just one in real life.
We're fair whales.
But you're trying to lose weight. I get it.
And you know what? To be honest, walking around the fairgrounds all day, kind of a good way to help you lose weight. Especially since we tend not to eat a lot of food at the food court area.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lines can be so abysmally long. So rather than standing in line for various foods on a stick or turkey legs, which I'm not a huge fan of the turkey legs anyway. They're not turkey, by the way. From what I've heard, they're emu. But whatever, doesn't matter. Not a huge fan of that. They have pizza. Okay. And coffee. Cool. Coffee's not a bad thing. But we generally, if we're going to get anything there, we'll get an ice cream. especially if it's hot. That's fine. We're walking it off anyway. If we're getting food, we're usually going and picking up fruit from the fruit vendor, getting ourselves a sarsaparilla or a lemonade. That works out great, you know? And especially since if we're using certain mugs made by the clay goddess. She's made several custom mugs for us over the years, and we've bought some of the ones she just made. You use those to get your drink in, and you get a discount. So, yeah, that's worthwhile. Anyway, so if anybody is in Northern Oregon, Southern Washington, and looking to go to fair, Oregon Renaissance Fair in Canby, Oregon, at the Clackamas County Fairgrounds, is going on next weekend. It was going on the first and second weekends of June. So as of time of recording, it's still planning to. I would check their website to see if there's any particular details like masking requirements or anything like that before you go, but should
just
be a good time
just to be safe.
Oh, we're bringing masks. In fact, we probably will wear masks. My sweetie is setting up her garb so that a mask kind of fits in with the whole look, which I think is pretty spectacular. Personally, I'm kind of doing the whole wizard thing. So, yeah, I'm just going to roll with it and see what happens. Not going to worry too much about it. Anyway, shall we move on to our first topic?
Sure.
Roll the dice to see if I'm drunk.
So, Bealus.
Yes.
You know how a few weeks ago I brought up a little story about the Dark Souls tabletop role-playing game?
Mm-hmm.
And how they kind of shit the bed.
Hey.
Yeah. The book was full of errors and really seemed to be not really playtested well at all, because some of the stuff that was in the book was completely ridiculous, like a knight not being able to even wear the starting armor that he had. It was too heavy for him to lift, which is kind of the sort of thing you would think would show up during playtesting. But, you know, what do I know? Anyway...
Well, I was going to say, it's Dark Souls. Why would you play it as a role-playing game when you can play it as a video game?
Apparently, I mean, well, I'm sorry, but...
I don't see the demand.
There's a lot of fans for Souls-like games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's using the 5E SRD, Standard Resource Document. So it's basically compatible with Dungeons and Dragons. So there's going to be crossover there. There's people that like Dark Souls, and there's people that like tabletop role playing, and they were betting that most likely a lot of those people play 5th edition D&D, and so they might be excited to buy this. And oh boy, yeah, they were. It kind of kicked ass in its crowdfunding, from what I recall. There was a lot of interest in it, which is why there was a lot of consternation and woe when all the flaws in the system cropped up. All the problems were found. Everything from spelling errors to game-breaking rules that simply didn't work. Well, that was newsworthy, and it's something we did talk about. But they did say, we will be on this we will fix this. Well, recently, I guess, you know, a little over a week ago, as of this recording, well, no, as of the publication, last week, as of this recording, Steamforged Games, the company that makes the role-playing game, made an announcement regarding the game replacement. And I will say, I'm a little surprised. I thought that they were going to, you know, they said they were going to get a fix out as quickly as possible. I didn't expect that meant by the end of June. But that's the case. They're going to have an updated digital version of the game, their PDF, available by the end of June, and they'll be sending it to everyone that pre-ordered it through the website, and you'll be able to receive an updated copy via bits and mortars if you bought it through a retailer that is part of the bits and mortar program, which is a lot of friendly local game stores. So, you know, that's pretty good. But it's not perfect. I mean, first of all, the print version's going to take longer. I think we all knew that, right?
Right. Print version's pooch bad.
Right. Doing a whole new print run, not just for the standard, but the collector's edition, all that. It's not going to be available to customers until October. Okay, that's fine. But their announcement, their statement about this, is a wee bit confusing. A lot of people are like, what exactly does this mean? To quote the statement, the updated version of Dark Souls the role-playing game, standard and collector's edition, will be available in October 2022 to all customers via the Steamforged website and third-party retailers. For U.S. customers, you do not need to request a replacement. The new version will be sent to you automatically. In order to process the replacement of your book, please use the link, and they provide a link to their support page, to fill in the form. They continue, if you have purchased a copy from one of our valued retail partners and would like a refund, please return the book to that retailer. If you have any further questions, please contact the support team via our website. So this raised a few questions. First of all, in big bold letters, they say, for U.S. customers, adding, you do not need to request a replacement. The new version will be sent to you automatically. Okay, that would tell me I don't have to do anything. I bought it through their website, or I bought it through a third-party retailer. I don't have to do anything because I'm in the U.S. I don't have to request a replacement. But then in order to process it, you have to fill out a form to isn't that requesting a replacement?
Pretty much.
I mean, if you bought through a third-party retailer, let's say one of our local, friendly local game stores, I totally see that. How the hell are they supposed to know I bought the book from them?
Receipt?
Yeah, but I got to present the receipt somehow, right? They're not going to automatically have me registered as having bought the book. They sold the books to that game store through a distributor, most likely. They probably don't know. They may know which store it went to, but they're not going to know which individual customers bought them, let alone addresses or anything like that. And how are they going to know if somebody returned their book for a refund and don't need a replacement book? So I could see this form for them. If I bought it off their website, you better well believe they should know to send me the correct book, and I shouldn't have to request anything. It should just show up in my mail, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way they worded it is a little weird. Personally, I see it as regardless, you should fill out the form. I mean, what does it hurt? You go to the page, you fill out the form, boom, solved. They now know you want a replacement book. That's great. I mean, that's actually kind of fitting to another product I got. I backed on Kickstarter a item that was for Merc Borg. I believe it's pronounced Icon. It is four little booklets in a box that you can pop out and you open them up. They're all look identical from the outside, or they're supposed to. And it's basically each one is a different demigod that you can draw randomly by just picking one of these books. And it's, you know, for a big nasty for your group to run into. Okay, not a huge deal, but they were printed wrong. The booklets were, I should say, they weren't printed wrong, they were put together wrong. And they were like, hey, if you are okay with taking your booklet apart and folding it around and putting it together again in the proper manner, which you could do, and restapling it, because they're just staple bound, great. Let us know and we won't send you a replacement. Otherwise, we will send you replacement booklets. I personally am not a huge fan of taking my stuff apart and trying to put it back together again. So they're going to be sending me new booklets eventually. I'm not in a huge hurry for it. It is what it is. But they're just going to make it happen. They made a list of people that took care of it themselves. And they're not going to bug them for replacements. I'm okay with getting replacements. Thank you very much. And that's that. You know? So that's a situation where I could see that as a useful, you know, way to use basically like a web form or whatever to deal with it, such a problem. Here, it could have been worded a lot better. And some people have had thoughts of, okay, what is a valued retail partner as opposed to third-party retailer? And which ones are part of the bits and mortar program, which ones aren't. Again, I think it's pretty clear cut. If you got your PDF, if you went to a game store and you bought the book there and they're like, hey, do this, go to the bitsandmortar.com and register with it, you'll be able to get the PDF. Great. You should know, hey, I got my PDF there. I can log in and get the updated PDF by the end of June when it comes out. That would seem to be a no-brainer, right? I think that's fairly clear-cut, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are a bit confused by that. Now, one thing I wanted to look at is some of these other sites, like I'm pretty sure it also is at other locations, like, let's see. Huh. It isn't. I'm actually kind of surprised. Why is that doing that?
Doing what?
No, see, I was checking Drive-Thru RPG to see if the Dark Souls book was there. It does not appear to be. So, again, I'm like, well, where else did you get your PDF from? You either got it from their website or you got it through Bits and Mortar. I'm guessing that would be the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why is there Yeah. Now, I will say that it appears to me that they could have done a better job communicating this. It's also a ridiculously short statement regarding such a big problem. I mean, their game is unplayable. Let's be honest. And they should have done a better job, you know, not releasing such a beautiful pile of crap. But considering that, they should have spent a little more time making a clear and concise and detailed statement regarding what they're doing about it. I mean, they don't, in this statement, they don't even address what the problem is. They don't even mention any of the errors in the game. They just talk about replacements for the PDF, updated PDF, and replacements for the book. They never once mention, hey, guys, we completely screwed the pooch. We're so sorry you found this book to be completely riddled with errors. Maybe they have another statement regarding that. Hopefully they do. But here, you would think it at least warrants a, hey, yeah, again, guys, sorry, but we're fixing it, and here's where we're fixing it. Boom. Bullet points. This is what we're doing. This is what you need to do in specific to make sure you get your copies. And here's where you need to go to get your digital copies. Here's our timeline. Again, we're sorry. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm and patience. So, great. But I would also like to say that a lot of this is also on the community for making a mountains out of the molehills out of this statement. There's been a lot of butthurt over, oh, this is all confusing. I don't know. I'm not confused by it, really. Were you?
Me? No.
I mean, it could have been written better, but yeah. I mean, I missed something here?
Probably.
You're not helping me here at all.
Not really.
Thanks.
What? It's Dark Souls. I don't have the book. I don't care for the book. I don't give two shits about it. Honestly, I have nothing to say on the topic.
Now, I would like to say one thing, though. Part of me was like, hey, you know, it's Dark Souls. I don't really know these guys. I mean, not Dark Souls, but I mean the company, Steamforged. I'm pretty sure I don't anyway. But at least none of the... I don't show my having any of their games. No, that's Steam Power. Okay, so that's fine. I thought it was similar to the company that made Dead of Night role-playing game, one of my favorite games. But anyway, I was looking at their games thinking, oh, you know, maybe these guys just aren't very experienced, so that might explain some of the mistakes they've made, yada, yada, yada. No, they have put out a lot of games. In addition to Dark Souls, which is their newest game, Adventures in Academia First Class, Animal Adventures The Faraway Sea, Animal Adventures Secret of Gullet Cove, Bardsung, Dark Souls The Board Game, Dark Souls The Card Game, Devil May Cry The Bloody Palace, Epic Encounters, God Tier, Guild Ball, Horizon Zero Dawn The Board Game, Monster Hunter World The Board Game, Ni No Kuni The Board Game, Pac-Man The Card Game, Peaky Blinders Faster Than Truth, Resident Evil The Board Game, Resident Evil 2 The Board Game, Resident Evil 3 The Board Game, and RuneScape Tabletop Games. Yeah, they've made a lot of games.
Doesn't mean they were good games.
Perhaps not. But one would think they, at the very least, have a freaking editor on staff. You know?
Well, you'd think that'd be a good idea in general, but, you know.
That they can bring in some playtesters.
Why bring in playtesters when you've got all these yes men who are willing to tell you your game is awesome and doesn't need to be touched at all? It's perfect.
Well, let's see. Produce, you know, publish, you know, printing these books is extremely expensive. Printing and shipping and all that. And now I would have to guess if there was profit to be made from this book, and there had to have been, it's being eaten up almost entirely by having to reprint all of those books. Not to mention refunding for the people that went and got refunds that didn't want to wait around for a replacement book. Yeah, that's a lot of money down the tubes. And I have to guess they're not a huge company. So these are the sort of expenses that they really can't afford. It's an extremely expensive lesson, is what I'm saying. I bet it's one they never repeat again.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, it's the thing is, that's the big good thing about this. People won't have to wait long because they're getting the updated PDF the end of June. Or supposedly. So, yay?
Yay.
Are we done with this shit yet?
So, hey, that's about it for today. Anything you'd like to add before we go, sir?
Not really.
Okay. As per usual, small story to add. It seems that Marvel MMOs are cursed.
Okay, how so?
Well, we had that Marvel Heroes game, which was kind of a isometric Diablo style game that was out for years, and it got shut down a little while back. And EG7, the parent company over Daybreak and all the companies under it, announced a while back that they were making a MMO based in the Marvel Universe. And it was going to be created through Dimension Inc., which is owned by, well, was owned by Daybreak, right? And that's a company that makes DC Universe Online. All right, that's cool. And they had Jack Emmert, who was the, you know, charge of development over DC Universe Online. And he used to be in charge of City of Heroes. So he knows how to make a good superhero MMORPG. That's great. Well, EG7 put out a press release recently where they announced they are canceling the Marvel MMO.
How bad of a shit show did it have to be to get canceled? It's like right now, anything Marvel sells.
Yeah.
And sells really well. It's like you can't miss with any Marvel product. I mean, they just work. And you fucked this up bad enough that you have to cancel it?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, they did say in their announcement that they were doing reevaluation of their development risk profile, size of investment, and long-term product portfolio strategy for the group. And they decided to reallocate resources within the group to focus on alternative long-term projects. So the money they were going to invest in that Marvel project over the next 3 years, which they estimated to be about 500 million Swedish krona. I don't know how that translates to dollars, but it's a lot. They're going to reinvest into other products. Specifically, previously announced major upgrades to Lord of the Rings Online and DC Universe Online. And new game opportunities with our first-party original IPs.
Huh.
So they took money from a game that would be based on Marvel Universe, which is, like you said, red hot, to instead throw it at a DC Universe MMO, which is still good, you know? It's still DC. I mean, people always love Batman and such, but it doesn't have the gravitas that Marvel has right now.
Not even close.
And they're also throwing money at LOTRO.
Which is kind of like, I don't know, painting a rusted out VW. Not fixing it, just putting a slap of a coat of paint on it.
Now, I'm a fan. I have been a fan of LOTRO for years. I don't play it anymore. I walked away after they charged for a update by calling it a mini expansion, which it wasn't. It had already previously been announced as a standard free update. So they went back on their word, and I was like, well, I'm going to go back on actually supporting you anymore, and uninstalled. But doesn't mean I don't support the game. I'd want to see them succeed. I would love to see them get those major upgrades. But it is the absolute epitome of throwing good money after bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only see one reason why you would do this. Only one thing that makes sense to me. Disney. Hear me out here.
What? You mean they just kind of like set up, we don't want you to have our IP. Yoink.
Oh, no. I think it's more than that. Keep in mind this one little section from their comment. They're going to, throwing that money at previously announced major upgrades for LOTRO and DC Universe Online and new game opportunities with our first-party original IPs. That last part, the new game opportunities, says to me, we don't want to pay the money that Disney wants us to pay for licensing. They want a huge cut of the money, or they want a large upfront expense for the licensing, and they're not willing to spend it. Maybe they don't think they're going to make that money back fast enough to make it worthwhile. I mean, they already know what they're getting with DC Universe Online. They may have a, nice sweetheart deal with DC, so that's not a problem. They can throw money after that. It's cheaper. This stinks of, let's just save money. And that's entirely possible. So this could be entirely on Disney. Because, let's be honest, the House of Mouse has been known to be greedy as fuck from time to time. But this also could be an extremely short-sighted decision by EG7. And, or maybe it's more of a, hey, we don't have the money to back these other projects. We already have investments in them. Let's not develop this big other project. Let's take that money, throw it at these other ones, see what we can get out of them before we have to shutter or sell Daybreak or sell everything. It could be a desperation play. Let's be honest. I mean, Marvel Heroes, like I said, it was a good game. It was popular. People enjoyed it. And it still got shut down.
Good game.
Well, a lot of people enjoyed
it. Terrible.
I honestly never actually tried it because I couldn't make my own superhero. You had to choose characters that were in the game that were actual licensed characters, Batman, Superman, whatever, right? So it was more of one of those games where you're playing a hero,
right.
Something that's already predetermined. And there's room for that, but if I wanted to play as Batman,
you'd be playing DC, dude.
Well, in DC, the DC Universe Online, I can at least make, I guess I shouldn't have said Batman. If I wanted to play Wolverine, let's say.
That was the whole point of my comment.
You're right.
You're talking about Batman and Superman in Marvel games.
Right. you're okay. But if I wanted to play as Wolverine or whatever, I
Colossus.
Would. Yeah, I would play a game that's, you know, not an MMO. I'm used to Champions Online. Okay, I know people don't like Champions Online, but I can make whatever the hell I want in Champions Online. Or I can get on board Ship of Heroes, the resurgence, the reborn version of City of Heroes. You can do the same thing. Make basically whatever you want. Why would I want to play a Marvel game where I'm limited to just these types, you know, these particular characters? And there could be 12 different Batman, not Batman, I keep saying that, 12 different of the exact same hero, 12 different Cyclops, 12 different Deadpool. I don't know if he was in that game or not, but the point is, why would I want to do that if I can just go play Champions Online and play an actual MMORPG where I get to play whatever I want, rather than an isometric looter shooter? It just wasn't for me. But a lot of people enjoyed it. That's my point. And they still shut it down. Possibly because Disney wanted more money. They wanted a bigger cut. They wanted more for licensing, whatever. I think they shut it down because they were going to work with Daybreak at the time to get this game made. And now this game is dead. There's also the possibility that, well, pretty sure Disney has their hands in the gaming sphere to some degree. Or if they don't, maybe they're going to buy.
They're going to.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too big of a piece of the pie to just leave it to someone else.
Yeah. Why license out their top-end products? You know, the Marvel superhero universe. Why license that out when they can have a company make their own game?
I could see them doing something like, you know how Crash Team Racing came out? You know, it's a Mario Kart kind of game,
yeah.
Except it's all the Crash Bandicoot characters.
Yeah.
I could see them doing something like that with all of their Disney characters. You know, you've got your Mickey Mouse, you've got Dumbo, you've got all these other characters, including, you know, like Wolverine. And you could do Elsa. You could do all these different Disney princesses and all these, just from this vast pool of characters. Hell, they could do a Super Smash Brothers kind of thing, too.
Yeah. They could technically do an MMO. It's a huge investment, but maybe they decided, you know, that they would require either a larger cut of the money from Daybreak or way more for licensing to try and force this game to get shut down so that they can then have their own company create their own game based on the Marvel Universe. I don't know. Yeah, again, that's
it's all just guesswork.
Yeah, it's supposition. We don't know anything. Would it surprise me? No, it's the House of Mouse. Everybody knows they're a little suspicious. But whatever. Point is, in the end, no Marvel MMO again, for whatever reason.
And I couldn't be any less disinterested.
I know. It's not your bag.
Say less interested.
Yeah. I would have given it a try, but if I were really into superhero games, I've got a lifetime subscription to Champions Online. I just jump in there.
Uh-huh.
Because you know I like soloing in MMOs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to solo in an MMORPG, hey, Champions Online is the place to do it. Yes, that was a little dig at Cryptic. Anywho, any other thoughts on that?
Nope.
Okay. So I guess we're done then.
Yes.
Till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending?
Well, look at that. You made it through an entire episode. Good for you. Now, here's your prize. Ads. Please drop by whatever service you heard this abomination of a podcast on, and give the show a great review. You can also come by our website squirmy.com, check out our blogs, podcasts, and other content, and leave some comments. Finally, join our Discord server. You can listen to us record Loot Mechanics live, and chat with other fans. You'll find the link on the website. Until next time, I'm the digital voiceover guy, telling you to kindly, fuck off.